This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, Canada's World Junior Selection Camp is underway in Etobicoke, Ontario. The WHL well represented. Dave Lowry will guide Team Canada. He'll give us a preview of what his team may look like. Seattle Thunderbirds forward Matthew Barzell is the WHL Player of the Month for November. He's also at Selection Camp. He'll be our guest. Victoria Royals head coach Dave Lowry is with Team Canada at the Selection Camp going on in Etobicoke. I asked him about the 30 players in camp and the concern over injuries, similar to what Team WHL faced before the Canada-Russia series.
Well, I think the big thing is you always have concern, and we talk about it. And there's still games to be played, but I know in case in point with a couple of them, they will be healthy enough to come into selection camp. And you know, case with Braden Point is, you know, we'll make sure that he's ready to go to the start of the tournament, kind of like we were with Connor McDavid last year.
8 WHL players at selection camp. I know that there was talk of maybe even more, but of those 8, when you get together with Hockey Canada's brass, how many do you think we could see on Canada's World Junior team overseas?
For me personally, you'd like to see all 8 just from a familiar standpoint, but it's all going to be on performance, and these guys know that the Canada-Russia games do carry weight. Allowed us to get an evaluation on them against some international competition, but now moving forward, we need the players that are currently playing the best at this time. And you know, some guys do get opportunities based on what they've done and you know, their track record. But we're looking for guys right now because we're short tournament. You have to take the players that are playing well.
Joe Hickett, someone you're very familiar with. They're with the Royals, your captain. He's going to be one of the returning players, and it's the big ice surface. So when you make your roster here, how much of it is based on that bigger ice surface? You were able to have great success in the NHL-sized rink in Montreal and Toronto last year, but how much does it change overseas?
I think the big thing is you have to take a team that can skate. And, you know, we don't always look at size and say, hey, you know, we got to take this guy because he's 6'4", 6'5". What we're going to do is we're going to take the best players and the best skilled guys, whether they be 5'6" or whatever. We need guys that can skate, guys that can compete, and guys that will give us an opportunity to win.
Is there any talk at all that you've heard about perhaps Jake Virtanen? I know the Canucks are a bit banged up. They have some forwards out long-term. But Jake Virtanen, there's been some talk that perhaps he could join the selection camp roster. What's the latest as we speak leading up?
Well, right now, Jake is currently injured with a hip pointer with Vancouver, and there is constant dialogue with, you know, our management team and the general managers of the players involved. And, you know, release point dates are the 19th is the latest when the NHL roster freeze comes into effect. So that's when you likely are going to get your players, and a lot of teams with injuries with the NHL clubs need these players up until that point.
Tournament's going to be a tough one for Canada. You go in as the defending champions. Do you think you're the team to beat this season as you look at it, or is there other teams that maybe deserve the title of favorites?
Well, I think you have to look at the U.S. team, and you know, the Finns had a real young team last year and put their team in and gained a lot of experience. The Swedes are always good, and I know that they're pining on and hoping to get a couple players that are currently playing and playing extremely well in the American Hockey League. So for us, we're not going to put any unnecessary pressure on. We knew that last year there was going to be pressure, but we also kept things in a perspective. We talked about not winning a gold medal since 2009, not medaling in 4 years. And this year, our mindset going in is we haven't as a team won a gold medal over in Europe since 2008. So from us, pressure is going to come from within, and it's going to be, the pressure is going to be to prepare ourselves to give us a chance to win on a nightly basis.
Dave, you'll also go overseas with Kelly McCrimmon as your assistant coach, and Brandon, Tim Speltz as part of the management team. Great WHL representatives. And how much, you know, nicer is it to have those guys on your side?
That's great. You know, I got a lot of respect for Tim and Kelly and what they've accomplished in our league, and and what they've done for the game of hockey, and we're all really good friends. And I think we add in Dom Ducharme out in Halifax and Trevor Letowski. We're really excited with our coaching staff, and Kelly's a very, very intelligent man. He's a very good hockey mind, and we always have good conversations when we get in a room together.
All right, well, I know you'll be keeping close tabs on what's going on with your Royals, but hey, we want to wish you the best of luck overseas in Helsinki, trying to repeat as a World Junior gold medalist. Dave, thanks a lot.
Thanks for the time, John.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Vancouver Giants forward Tyler Benson has been named the WHL Player of the Week. Listed as an A prospect by NHL Central Scouting, Benson picked up 2 goals and 6 assists for 8 points in 4 games, helping the Giants to a 2-2 record in that stretch. The 17-year-old from Edmonton has collected 19 points in 20 games so far this season. Meanwhile, Ty Edmonds of the Prince George Cougars has been named the Vaughan CHL Goaltender of the Week. It's the second time he's won the award this season. The 19-year-old from Winnipeg posted a record of 3-0 with a .77 goals against average and a .973 save percentage with 1 shutout.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The WHL Player of the Month is Matthew Barzal, who's planning to spend his Christmas holidays in Helsinki, Finland. A voice of the T-Birds, Tom Boyning, has more.
Seattle Thunderbirds center and New York Islanders prospect Matthew Barzal was named the Western Hockey League Player of the Month for the month of November, accumulating 22 points on 3 goals and 19 assists, and that was in 13 games. Matt, well-deserved recognition, but I'm sure you would agree it's part of the process because I think you've had a very good first half of the season, a good month of October as well, but good recognition for you as the Player of the Month for November.
Yeah, it's obviously a cool accolade. I mean, I've seen guys like Nick Petan and Bjorkstrand get it, you know, once a year, twice a year. And for me to get it right now, obviously, it's pretty satisfying. But it's early, and I know I got to, you know, 4 more months of hockey till playoffs. And just got to make every month a good one.
Again, also invited by Hockey Canada to the selection camp for Team Canada for World Juniors. And this is a process as well because you were at their summer evaluation camp. You participated with Team WHL in the series with Russia and had a couple of points in those 2 games. And then your first half of the season. So this is the next step in that process as you will leave here shortly for that evaluation and selection camp. And what is the attitude you have going in? Is it I have to make this team or I made the team and I have to show that I deserve to be there? What is your process mentally?
I mean, I don't think anyone can come in thinking they make the team. You got to come in humble, and there's 17 real good forwards and 4 guys are going to get cut, and you got to stick out. You got to show them. You got to stick out some way, whether it's offensively, whether it's blocking shots, whether it's back checking hard. You got to be consistent in the 2 games I think we play. And I think so far, you know, I've done a pretty good job of playing well. But I'm going in there, you know, wanting to make this team and ultimately wanting to win a gold medal. I think that's morally, that's got to be the big goal. Just, you know, it's a disappointment to Canada whenever it's something else. So nothing but a gold medal this year would be satisfying.
Now, they say if you can't beat them, join them. You played 3 games this season against Victoria. Their head coach, Dave Lowry, is going to be the coach of Team Canada at World Juniors. Do you think that you've shown him something in the 3 games head-to-head against his team that will help you?
I hope so. I think the 3 games we played against Vancouver, against Victoria, I think I've played some of my best hockey. And I mean, obviously, there's an emphasis when we're playing a coach like that. When I know he's watching, so I think I did a good job. But at the end of the day, there's 17 real strong forwards coming in this camp, and 4 guys get cut. So it doesn't really matter what you've done up to this point. You got to go into camp and prove yourself again.
Lastly, should you make the team, the very first game in the tournament will be against the U.S. And there is an outside possibility that your teammate here in Seattle, Scott Enzer, could be playing for the U.S. Is that something you'd look forward to?
Yeah, it'd be great. It'd be a battle. You know, we love competing hard in practice, but I think on the world stage it'd be crazy just seeing him there. I mean, once you get there, there's obviously no friends. And another guy we have on our team is Alex True. Denmark, I think they're in the same group as Canada too, so playing against those guys would be fun, but at the end of the day, you're not really worrying about who you're playing against. You're worrying about, you know, what you can do for the team and helping your team win.
Matt, again, congratulations on being the November Player of the Month in the Western Hockey League, and all the best at the camp with Team Canada for World Juniors.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests as well, to Tom in Seattle for his help. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.